Well, today, January 17th, is the feast day of a very interesting saint, Saint Anthony of Egypt, also called Anthony of the Desert. He's not to be confused with the great Saint Anthony of Padua, who helps us out all the times when we lose things. He is one of the great saints of helping to find things. Well, Saint Anthony of Padua was named after this saint, Saint Anthony of Egypt, who was what we call the founder of Western monasticism. So we take a look at his life. Again, it was very fascinating. He lived to be 105 years of age, maybe because he spent 85 years on bread and water, right, in the desert. Imagine that, 85 years of prayer, penance, and solitude. He must have had a very strong constitution. The fact that the average age back then in this time period, the 3rd and 4th century, was perhaps 30 to 40. And yet he lived to be 105 years of age. He actually was born into a wealthy family, a Coptic Christian family. At the age of 20, he had inherited the estate from his parents and was very wealthy. But he opened the scriptures one day and he read the verse from Jesus saying, "Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." And those words, like scripture being that two-edged sword, cut through his heart, and he realized that God was calling him to a very unique life, a life of poverty, prayer, and solitude. So he gave up his estate, his home, and he went out to the desert in Egypt. He was from northern Egypt, and he went out to join a group of what were called anchorites, or monks. The word monk means one who lives alone. It comes from the word monachos. You get the word like, the word mono means one, like monotheists believe in one God. So a monachos was a man who lived alone. So he lived in a hut by himself, and sometimes they lived in caves, sometimes they built themselves little huts for prayer and solitude. And there again were a few men already living out in the desert. But he sort of became their leader because of his great wisdom and intelligence and holiness. And so he would write constitutions about how to live this ascetical and monastic life. And he lived out there for 85 years. Again, it's if you want to read an interesting book, you can read the book that his friend St. Athanasius wrote about him, called The Life of St. Anthony of the Desert. And he talks about many temptations that he endured, many of the attacks of the devil, who would often attack him physically and spiritually, very similar to what happened with, to John Vianney later in the 19th century. But he had this great battle with Satan in the wilderness. But he was just a very interesting and unique man, living primarily prayer and solitude. And of course, many people would come out to him for advice and spiritual direction and spiritual formation. He did help the great Saint Athanasius fight the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ. So the great defenders of the Catholic faith were Saint Athanasius, and he had the prayer support of his friend Saint Anthony. So again, what we see in his life is really the father of monasticism. And after his death, at the age of 105, his relics were transferred to Alexandria, Egypt, and then to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. And eventually, the Crusaders brought his relics to Vienne, France. I guess what we can apply to our life is that every Christian needs some prayer and some solitude. Now, you live in the world, your moms and dads, you have a busy schedule, and doing the duties of your state in life is what God calls you to be the best husband and father and wife and mother or single person you can be. But everybody needs to have a little bit of a monk within them, right? At least for 5 or 10 minutes a day, maybe 15 minutes a day. We have to, as Jesus says, go into our private room, close the door, and pray to our Father in private. So we all need a good prayer life, a good interior life, a spiritual life of prayer and solitude. As Matthew Kelly says, people only become great when they spend time in silence and in prayer one-on-one with Almighty God. So everybody needs some form of asceticism, some form of little monasticism every day. That's called the interior life. Could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be a holy hour before the Lord. But let's learn from the great St. Anthony of Egypt to every day have some prayer, some quiet, and some solitude to listen and unite ourselves with God.